to find me impassive. They wanted me to be outraged or disgusted or something. Anything that betrayed a feminine weakness. I've seen men mutilated before. Narayan nodded. Maybe he was pleased. Hard to tell. We still have to get out. The firelight outside betrayed the positions of the guards. They were where they were supposed to be. If my spell worked a second time, we'd only need a little luck to get out unseen. Narayan and Sindhu scattered dirt as we walked toward our camp.
Good rumor work, mistress,
Narayan said, and something more in cant to Sindhu, who agreed reluctantly. I asked, why did you bury him? No one will know what happened to him. I wanted him to become an object lesson.
Leaving him lie would have told everyone who was responsible. Innuendo is more frightening than fact. Better you're guilty in rumor.
Maybe. Why did you break him up and cut him open?
A smaller grave is harder to find. We cut him open so he wouldn't bloat. If you don't, they sometimes bloat so much they come up out of the ground, or they explode and loose off enough gas so that the grave can be found by the smell. Especially by jackals, who dig them up and scatter them all over.
Practical. Logical. Obvious once he explained it. I'd never had occasion to conceal a body before. I'd surrounded myself with very practical, and clearly very experienced, murderers. We have to talk soon, Narayan. He grinned that grin. He'd tell me some truth when we did. We slipped back into camp and parted company. I slept well. There were dreams, but they weren't filled with gloom and doom. In one, a beautiful black woman came and held me and caressed me and called me her daughter and told me I'd done well. I wakened feeling refreshed and as vigorous as if I'd had a full night's sleep. It was a beautiful morning. The world seemed painted in especially vivid colors. My exercises with my talent went very well. Chapter 19. The disappearance, without trace, of the High Priest Jahamaraj Jha, so trivial an opponent that I recall him only as a faded caricature of a man, stunned the thousands cluttering the region around the Goja Ford. A whisper went around saying he had schemed against the Radisha and myself, and that had sealed his fate. I wasn't responsible for the rumor. Narayan denied having said anything to anybody. 2 days after we buried Jha, everybody was convinced I'd eliminated him. Nobody knew how. They were scared. The possibility had a big impact on Blade. I got the feeling he thought I'd gone through some rite of passage, and he could now devote himself to my cause. I was pleased, but had to wonder about a man so devoutly antagonistic toward priests. I had Narayan spread word that I still needed recruits, especially skilled horsemen. Another 200 Shadar enlisted. Likewise, nearly 500 survivors of the Dejagore battle, though many just wanted regular meals or the comfort of a known place in the hierarchy. Taglian caste systems encourage dependence upon hierarchy. The chaos at the ford provided none of the benefits of social rigidity, only the handicaps. I told Narayan to think about expanding the camp. Soon we'd be overcrowded. I told Blade to look for likely leaders. We'd never have enough of those. The Taglians continued to amaze me. They remained pacifistic and